Boy, this story that we're going to talk about here today on the podcast is just another story of two Americas, right? Now, you know, anytime brothers do something, we always going to pay the price. And a lot of times we're going to get double the time. But you have these brads out here committing all kind of heinous crimes against even people in their own community, because this brad did all this against people in his own community. So you had this guy out of New York State. He pleaded guilty to, and I have to use the word violate because I can't use the other word I want to use, but you know what I'm talking about. He pleaded guilty to violating several teen girls when he was also a teenager. He won't spend any time in prison following the judge's decision to hand down a sentence of 8 years of probation. Now think about that. Let's get to the details. So Niagara County Court Judge Matthew Murphy said it wouldn't have been appropriate to sentence Christopher Belzer, now 20 years old, to prison for, you know, those crimes committed at his family's home in the Buffalo suburb of Lewiston, New York. Now, those of you from New York, if you know that area, you know, let us know in the comments, you know, about that area. It's in 2017 and 2018, Belzer faced a maximum of 8 years in prison. Now, what this guy originally did was he violated four girls, okay? And he's not going to prison. Now, the judge said that he sentenced Belzer as an adult, denying him youthful offender status after he bypassed monitoring software on his computer to view porno. He said while he was on probation. So he had software on his computer where he couldn't view that, and I guess it was put on there by the court. No, he got to get around it because he had to get his jack material. So he says, I agonized. I'm not ashamed to say that I actually prayed over what was the appropriate sentence in this case. He said, because there was great pain. There was great harm. There were multiple crimes committed in the case. Now, let me ask you a question. Where's the Me Too movement? Did they go away? I mean, where did they go? Because it seems to me they come up out of nowhere when it has something to do with a black man. But when it's Christopher Belzer here, we don't hear nothing about the Me Too movement. Where is the Me Too movement? Where are you at, Me Too movement? We're calling you to the stage. Where are you at? I mean, four girls got violated and the dude gets to walk free and you're not screaming and yelling. screaming and yelling because the guy's named Belzer. So I guess I crossed that up. Where's Tarana Burke? Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry I mentioned Tarana Burke because she said, and I quote, it's not my job to go after white men. So white men can be criminal all day long when it comes to violating women, and that's okay. But she's going to make sure she's going to say something to black men, though, even though black men don't get away with none of that. Now, a group called SNAP, not the food stamp, but called SNAP, an advocacy group for victims, they filed a complaint against the judge in New York Commission on Judicial Conduct following the ruling. They say the purpose of our court system is to be equitable and fair and to make sure the punishment fits the crime. A guy by the name of John Bellicchio, he said he was a spokesperson for the group. Now, Bellicchio said that Murphy, who announced, talking about the judge, he would retire at the end of December, should be immediately suspended. Oh, kind of like that judge in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, you know. He was supposed to be, you know, retiring as well. And so he's going to go out with a bang, and I guess this judge went out with a bang too. Now, Belzer violated four girls, including three 16-year-olds and one 15-year-old in 2017 and 2018. He said Belzer's mother was also charged with supplying marijuana and alcohol to teens who gathered at the home in their wealthy community not far from Niagara Falls. He said Belzer pled guilty to charges of violating, you know, in 2019. They say one of the Belzer's victims, identified as MM in court documents, was disappointed by the judge's decision to let her attacker off out prison time, according to her attorney. They say my client threw up in the ladies' room following the sentence, her attorney said. And he said if Chris Belzer was not a white defendant from a rich and influential family, he would surely have been sentenced to prison. Now, this is a white person talking about the so-called, and I don't even say criminal justice system, that he clearly said if he wasn't white and wealthy, he would have went to jail. And see, this is why these people love this system so much. This is why these people will fight for this system to the death. It's because there is nowhere on planet Earth that your skin, just because it is a frosted color, okay, that you just get off of whatever you want to do. You could, you know, kill folks. You can get off and people just say, oh, it's justified. It's self-defense. It's justified. But let a black person do it. Oh, no. You can't be doing that. No, you breaking the law. You being a vigilante. You taking the law into your own hands. You can't do that. Call the police. X, Y, Z, right? But when it's Kyle Rittenhouse, oh, no, you know, hell, self-defense. I mean, it's justified. And I guess, you know, I guess what, we got to respect the verdict too. You know, that's what Joe Biden was saying this. Well, you know, even I don't like it, we got to respect the verdict, no matter how much injustice it is. Okay. And the reason why I'm talking about this, no, he didn't touch a single black person, but we're talking about how Brad here gets away with everything. He's never held accountable for anything. This is why we have to keep the pressure on. And when I talked about the collective pressure of black folks, we got to keep that on because this is wicked, man. This is wicked. That dude should have been locked up underneath the jail for what he's done. And he gets to go home and be underneath probation. Now, they say legal analyst Ellie Mistel said the ruling was one of the most disgusting that he ever seen. He said this among the most disgusting rulings I've ever seen. Wealthy white bit. It said violates four teenagers, is convicted, gets no jail time from the judge. Now, I think Anna Navarro, she said, is a stark reminder of inequity. He said Rittenhouse killed two men in the AR-15, found not guilty. Tamir Rice was shot by police for having a toy gun. Chris Belcher violated four girls, given no jail time. Two men were exonerated after serving decades for Malcolm X murder they did not commit. Okay, that's what Anna Navarro has said. Another sister by the name of Janelle Griffith said, further proof there are two justice systems in America. If Chris Belcher was not a white defender from a rich and influential family, he said he would have surely been sentenced to prison. That's what they are saying here. And I said Murphy didn't explain his reason. We're talking about the judge. Reasoning in choosing not to sentence Belcher to prison time, but said probation would be like a sword hanging over his head for the next 8 years. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this Chris Belcher guy, he gets to go on with his life. He's on probation, but he still gets to go on with his life. He's not seeing no jail time. He's not dealing with no prison, no anything. And let me tell you something. He's going to be violating probation all over the place, and he's still not going to go to jail. You understand? You remember that, what was that kid, the one they called the influenza kid? He couldn't go to jail because he had influenza. You remember that? And he was on probation. He was violating all over the place. And they still didn't really do him much or nothing like they should have. Him and his old mama. That's why when these people talk about, oh, the system, you know, is not the most perfect system, but it works. Yeah, for you, it works for you. It don't work for black people. Anything black people do, they're ready to throw down football numbers at black people. I mean, seriously. And see, you know, you're talking about white women in these situations. They'll talk about how they're not getting any kind of justice and things like this to happen to them, but they're not going to scream too loud. They're not going to want their system to be unraveled because how they look at it, well, that's just, you know, part of the system. And, you know, this is what we have to endure a little bit to keep white supremacy going. Now that's the part that's crazy. You would think that they would be the main ones saying we need to end white supremacy because look at what happens. You know, they allow deviants to be in society. And let me tell you something. This dude was a serial violator, okay? What that means is he's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. Oh, yes, he is. Five of them? Really? That's a serial violator at that point. He's going to do it again. He's not going to stop. And what's going to happen because this system is made up for people like him, and because he got connections and his mama and them and his daddy and them got money, they're covered up. They're covered up. You know, that's what they normally do. But I just wanted y'all just to see this and how this dude just got away with, you know, I mean, this is crazy. four of them, pled guilty to it. I mean, for him to plead guilty, they told him, look, somebody told him, look, man, go ahead and plead guilty. The judge ain't going to send you to jail. Let's plead. Go ahead and plead. But you got to plead guilty, though. If you don't plead guilty, then they're going to have to put you in jail. I know somebody told him that, like, because that's how them people work. They hired their judge and say, judge, look, we need you. We'll make him plead guilty, but we need you to fix it where he don't go to jail. I mean, I understand you got to give him something. Go ahead and give him the 8 years you're talking about, but put him on probation. Don't send him to jail. You know, I mean, these people talk to them judges like that. See, me and you don't have access to judges like that, but they do. They say, look, you know, we'll look out for you on the back end. You say you about to retire? Or look, go ahead and do this for us. And when you retire or this day, we'll give you a bag. You know what I'm saying? Just do us a favor. He's too young to go to prison. He can't be in there, especially with them Negroes. He can't be in there. No. That's a place for Negroes. That's not a place for a kid. Because, you know, even though he's 20, there's no place for a kid like a Christopher here. You know, he's too good for that. I mean, his whole life is ahead of him, you know? So just do us this favor. That's how they move. That's how them folks move. The reason why you see so many black men in jail, because they don't get away with their crimes. But when this Brad here gets away with his crimes, or his sentence gets reduced, because he was supposed to go to jail. It's more of them in America, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this. It's more of them in America. That means more of them should be in prison. Do you understand that? It's not enough black people to trump their population. More of them commit more crimes, but they aren't jailed. The jail system is filled up with black people. It's statistically, you know, uneven. It don't supposed to happen. They supposed to be the majority in jail, not black men. But when you see things like Kyle Rittenhouse, when you see things like this, okay, this is why they aren't in prison. Because the judges cut for them. The DAs cut for them. The police cut for them. Everybody cut for them. Everybody. They don't have to be accountable for nothing they do. Not anything. And you know what's going to end up happening? One day, you know, they're going to let them off. And a woman is going to take the law into her own hands and deal with it herself. You know, I mean, you're going to put women in that position. Like I said, I hate to hear that happen to them and everything. I really do. But this is that system that they created, this wicked and evil system. He can violate four and go home. But Pookie and Ray Ray, or just any black person, barely have some weed in their pocket, and they'll get more time in jail than this guy, whatever, will. But y'all let me know, you know, in the comments section, or those of you who listen to us on the different podcast platforms. This story is, like I said, it's extremely sickening. It's so annoying. It is the most annoying story I think I've covered in a while. I mean, he can just get away doing whatever the hell he wants, and no one says anything.